Hello, hello. Welcome back. I'm so excited for this episode, and I'm just realizing right now that I am always saying that. But you guys, I am so excited for all my episodes. I just feel like they are so Holy Spirit led, and I really just leave room for the Holy Spirit to speak. And today we are going to be talking about habits. It's an absolute beautiful day today. I'm in Florida. It is sunny. It is beautiful. It has me so excited and ready for spring and summer. It's just a beautiful day. I'm in a great mood. We're going to be talking about habits and limiting beliefs. What are the things every single day that you say about yourself or that you believe about yourself that you are actually stopping your progress? The limiting beliefs that are keeping you from experiencing where God wants to take you, where He wants to grow you and turn you into the woman that He has created you to be. This is going to be a good one. And if you allow it, let this episode change your life. Because a lot of the things that I'm going to be talking about today changed my life. Absolutely, astronomically changed my life. I'm going to read a little saying that I heard from Myron Golden that is so good. He said, "We see with our mind and our eyes are just one of the things our mind uses to see. If my mind is blind to the possibility, my eyes will be blind to the opportunity." I just encourage you to open up your mind and your heart and your eyes to this episode and the ways that it can change your life. You might want to grab a pen and paper for this one. You're gonna want to take notes. Let's dive in. I am Jennifer Brown, wife, girl mom of three, and a generational chain breaker. And sis, you are not here by accident. I want you to know that I have prayed for you. Are you tired of feeling like you have no purpose outside of motherhood? You know God created you for so much more. Have you tried all the MLMs? You've tried making an income at home to help support your family and nothing worked? You desperately want to make an impact and income? Maybe start that online business, but you just don't know how? Then sis, I got you. Because God has set my heart on fire to lead, teach, and inspire other mamas just like you. How to earn online, grow in your Christian faith, and build generational wealth. All from home, raising those kingdom kiddos. So sis, if you are ready to walk in your calling, build that business to glorify God, then put those AirPods in, switch over that laundry, and let's dive into today's episode. Because today is the day. Limiting beliefs. And what are you stopping yourself from doing? What are you stopping yourself from creating? Sis, you need to get out of your own way. I'm going to teach you some tactical ways to change your mindset. If you continue to believe that you are not good with money, you're not going to be good with money. If you continue to believe that you are not a morning person and you can't get up early, then you will never get up early and you will never be a morning person. If you believe that you lack tech skills and you say, "Oh, I'm not good with phones," or "Oh, I'm not good with computers," I am so guilty of this. Or if you say anything like that, you are never going to be good at it. I want you to start listening to the things that you are saying. Start listening to the things that you are speaking over yourself. Because you can learn. And sister, you can change. And you are missing out so much of what God has for you in your life because of limiting beliefs. You try to add on a new habit and then you find just a few short days later, you can't stick with this habit. Why is that? How come whenever we decide, okay, I'm going to start reading my Bible every day, and then we miss one day, and then one day turns into 2 days, and then from there it can turn on to weeks to months, and next thing we know, we have not opened our Bible in a really long time. So why can't we stick with our habits? Well, I believe and know that this is because, I think this is because we're looking on the outside and we're not looking in on the inside. What I mean by this is we have to look in to who we are and who we want to become. Because once you know who you are so much more likely to succeed. So who are you? and who do you want to become? The key here is to open up your mind and start thinking about who you want to become before what you want to accomplish. You're not looking at the goals that you want to accomplish. You are looking to who you want to become. That is the first thing that we need to figure out. So by the end of this episode, you are going to be able to write down your identity statement. You keep on hoping to change, but let me just tell you that hope doesn't change anything. Actions do. Habits do. Discipline does. Your behavior is not being driven by your God-given identities. It is being driven by your self-identity. You do what you do because of what you think of you. Now, I just got that little snippet from Craig Groeschel, who is one of my favorite leaders. I got that from his book, The Power to Change. It is amazing and so good. I will put it down in the show notes below. He teaches you do what you do because of what you think of you. And I'm going to break that down for you. Remember how I was talking about the limiting beliefs earlier? I'm going to give you an example. So I grew up always thinking that I was a night owl. It's like I like to stay out late. I like to stay up late. And I would love to sleep in. And I've been doing this since I was a child, basically. I remember staying up really late, not going to bed, and then being super tired for school. I remember this so late to where I think I was in elementary school, and I still just loved to be up late. My mom was always a night owl too. So there's other people in my family who are also quote unquote night owls. And so we would speak this over ourselves. We would only be able to get up early, like if we had to, right? If we had somewhere we had to be, if you have to go to school, if you have to go to work, it's like, yeah, of course I can get up early for those things. But if I know that I don't have to get up and go somewhere and be somewhere, then I was not getting up early, okay? And I know now that that was not God's best for me. But it was so hard to break this habit and break this limiting belief that I had put on myself. So that was one of the very first habits that I changed that dramatically changed my life. And we're going to jump into that a little bit later. But before we get into changing habits, I know this might sound hard, but I'm going to give you a few Bible verses that are so good. Philippians 4:13, I can do all things through Christ who gives me strength. You can change. I just want to let you know whatever limiting belief that you are believing about yourself and that you say and you think about yourself, you can change. I want you to say it with me. Say, I can change. I can change because you can. And God is on your side. He is there to help you. I want to tell you that do not put limits on God, because you can ask God to help you start waking up early, because that's the only way I was able to do it. I did this only because I brought God into it. I brought God into my circumstance. And I was like, okay, God, like I want to start waking up early. How do I do that? I need you to give me the strength. And I was able to do it and accomplish it in his strength. It was not in my own. But there was several strategic habits that I put in place to hit this goal, to become the woman who gets up before the sun, right? That was my desire. That was one of the things that I wanted to become, was a woman who gets up really early, spends her time with the Lord before the busyness of the day even gets started. And so first you have to look at who you want to become. Once you know who you want to become, then you start adding in all the strategic habits and the things that are going to get you that desired outcome, to get you that desired result. Okay, so let's talk about who you want to become. I'm just going to give you an example. Like, I wanted to become a godly woman who was organized, who cared about her people, right? That's who it was for me. Actually, really quick, if you don't mind, I'm going to share my identity statement with you, which, like I said, by the end of this episode, you're going to be able to write your identity statement, and I want it long and juicy. And don't be afraid to add a whole bunch of things in there. And you are not going to feel like this is you. But you have to remember, this is not you now, but it's someone that you want to become. So here's my example. I am an organized, confident leader who serves everyone around me with compassion and diligence. I speak confidently. My words flow with knowledge and wisdom. I listen and take care of the people around me, caring about them and leading them closer to Jesus with organized words and resources. Okay, that was pretty long, right? So that's my identity statement. And when I wrote that down, I'm looking at my paper right here. When I wrote that a really long time ago, it was not real. That was not me yet. But that's where I started. I first started with that identity statement to who do I want to become? Once you know who you want to become, then you can choose the habits. Then you choose the strategic ways that are going to get you that desired outcome. Now when I read that, I feel like I'm pretty confident in most of those. Like I feel pretty good about a lot of those things, and I feel like I have really grown into be this woman that God has created me to be in so many ways, and I'm never done growing, right? Like we never stop growing. We never stop learning. Let's break it down. So let's say that, like, who do you want to be? Do you want to become more organized? Do you want to be an organized leader? Well, okay, you're going to look at other people who are organized, and then you're going to, how you choose the habit is you look to that person, and then you're going to say, okay, what habits does this person have? So an organized person might put everything away as soon as they're done using it, right? Maybe after this organized leader is done washing clothes, she gets the clothes right out of the dryer and she immediately folds them. And that's how she stays organized. Maybe she lays out all the clothes for her kids to wear the next day, the night before. Maybe she packs all the lunches the night before, and that is preparing her and setting her up for the next day. She's going to be more organized. She's going to be more prepared. Do you see how you're going to choose what you want? I'm sorry. You're going to choose who you want to become before you choose your habits. So if you want to become a godly woman, you better believe that that godly woman is going to be in her word, right? She's going to be opening that Bible daily. I wanted to be a godly woman for years. Like I remember being young and I was like, I just want to be a godly woman full of wisdom. That was my very first thing that I knew that I wanted. And it actually just started with that. And I was like, okay, how do I get that? Number one, I'm going to be going to church. I'm going to get plugged into my church. I'm going to start serving and I'm going to be in a small group with a community of people who are other moms and other leaders and people who we can sharpen each other and build that community and just be with other people who are like-minded believers. That is so important. You need to get plugged in to your local church, get plugged in with other believers who can encourage and equip you. Another way to become a godly woman, having a prayer journal, opening up your Bible, getting into God's word daily, and last, really first, having that relationship with Jesus. Whenever you pray, don't think it has to be this formal thing. Like, no, just open up your heart. Guys, he can already hear your thoughts. So he already knows what you're thinking. So you might as well tell him. You can even tell him your struggles, whatever you're feeling, tell him and just open up that communication to just speak to him. He is so kind and generous and loving and gracious. He just wants your heart. That's it. He wants your heart and he wants that relationship with you. So that is the habit that is going to help you be a godly woman. Okay, let's move on. Another thing that I would love to have, I want to profit. I want to profit for my family. I want to profit here on earth as well as store up wealth in heaven. You can profit in all kinds of ways for your business. So how do you do that? Well, first of all, like I have an online business and you can have an online business too. And that is one way that you can start profiting and helping out and supporting your family. Another thing I wanted to do was I wanted to care about my people. How do I become a caring leader? Well, by listening better. Pastor Josh Neal always says you have two ears and one mouth. So listen twice as you speak. Listen twice before you speak. Maybe you want to become more disciplined. How do you become more disciplined? I'm going to share a verse with you that truly changed my life. And I shared it in another episode, but I'm going to share it again. Hebrews 12:11. No discipline seems pleasant at the time, though painful. Later on, however, it produces a harvest of righteousness and peace by those who have been trained by it. There's one key word is trained. You have to train yourself. It's not easy to build new habits, but you have to know I'm in training. When I open that Bible every single day, and let's say that my goal is to become a godly woman, I open that Bible, I am training to be a godly woman. This is a whole mindset shift, guys. We have to figure out, who do I want to become before I add the habits? Because whenever you know who you want to become, the next time you want to miss that habit, this is what's going to help you grab hold of those habits. Because it's like, nope, I'm a godly woman. And a godly woman opens up her Bible. A disciplined leader gets up early and makes sure that they are filling their own cup so that they can fill others up. So next time you want to miss that habit, it's like, oh no, I don't do that. Like, I am the woman who does this. I am the woman who is consistent. So I post in my stories every single day. So I want you to remember, habits and actions are what change you. Disciplines are what changes you. You can't change your behavior if you don't change the inside of who you want to become. This is going to be the fuel to your fire. This is what is going to give you the strength to continue to do the habits that you don't want to do, that you know that you need to do, to become who God created you to be, right? That was good. So the reason why you cannot keep those new habits is because you're not looking in and you're looking outward. So I just want to encourage you to look inwards, figure out who you want to become, and I want you to write your identity statement. Remember, I want you to make it long and juicy, write it down, and then go step by step. And then you're going to decide, what habit is going to get me to this? Remember, find a leader, find someone else who has that quality and ask them. Say, hey, like, I see that you get up every single day at 4:45 a.m. and you read your Bible. How did you do that? And if someone asked me that, I would absolutely love to say, I will tell you exactly how I did that. And I did that. I'm going to share now. I did that by putting my phone across the room at night so that when I wake up in the morning, I can't roll over and turn off my alarm. I have one alarm set. That's it. One. And I have a rule. I am not allowed to get back in my bed. I have to get out of my bed, walk across my room to turn my alarm off. I turn my alarm off. I go back to my bed and I make my bed. That's my rule that I've set for myself. I've made that rule. I get out of bed, turn the alarm off, and I'm up. I'm up. I'm not allowed to lay back down. That is the habit that has helped me wake up early. I just want you to get this today. I just want you to understand that you have to first decide, who do I want to become? Then you strategically decide and pick the habits that are going to get you that desired outcome. So ask around, find the people that have the things that you want, and ask them if it's not obvious or if you don't know that the habits that they do. Ask around, ask the people that you know and that you have met, and figure out what their habits are and start implementing them. But I want you to remember to start small, one habit at a time, just one. One small change can make the world of difference, just 1%. You have to just be 1% better today than you were yesterday. So I want you to hold on to that. I want you to remember, I went on a super long journey of changing lots of habits, and I did them one at a time. So I want to encourage you, remember, do this slowly, and you will fail. You will make mistakes. There has been less than 5 times in one whole year where I got back in my bed after turning that alarm off. And let me just say, the last time that I did it, I was like, I will never, ever do this again, because my entire day was thrown off by that choice. And so it had such a negative impact. I was like, I can never do that again because that was awful. So now I don't do it anymore. But like I said, I want to remind you, you won't be perfect. You will fail, but that's okay. You learn from it. Like, I had that terrible negative feeling of when I failed at that habit, and it was such a bad feeling. I was like, I am not doing that again, right? So don't strive for perfection. We are only striving for consistency. You will fail. I'm telling you that right now. You will fail, but you cannot make the failure a habit. You can miss it for one day. Do not go 2 days. Just let it be one time, and that's it. You never make that the habit, okay? So hop back in there, get back to your habits. You can do this. I promise you can do this. If I can do this, absolutely anybody else can, because I used to have a lot of limiting beliefs. So I want you to pay attention to how you're speaking. I want you to be positive. I want you to be kind to yourself, as long as kind to others always. But I want you to start being more kind to yourself. A lot of times we speak so negative about ourselves. I want you to watch what you say. I want you to watch the word, the limiting beliefs and the words that you are putting on yourself. You got to get out of your own way. All right, so I want you to write down your identity statement, write down who you want to become, and then go through your list slowly. And then I want you to write down the habits that are going to get you to becoming that person that you want to become. I love you, friends. I pray and I hope that this blesses you. Once you know your identity, which first is in Christ, but this is building a positive identity statement for your success. I hope this challenged you. I pray this blesses you, and I hope you have a great day.